Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And this is a show about two best friends.
What did you think of the Marty episode, now that you've listened to it?
Is that what we're calling it, the Marty episode? We do stan Marty. He's fabulous. Marty, if you're listening, which you're not, because you're an actual successful podcaster, we love you, and you are a beloved character now of our list of podcast characters. I thought it was great. The editing is so sublime.
Chris was listening to it, and he's like, I love it, but if I must say one thing, I wonder why you guys call Marty a professional podcaster. He only has 700 followers. I'm like, it's unheard of.
Yeah, it's especially unheard of for us. Chris doesn't get it. He's not a podcaster.
He's like, Marty's maybe semi-professional at best. He does a podcast network for a high school. I'm like, if I could do a podcast for a high school for money with followers.
Yeah, for real. I love how savage Chris is. Like, look, you know, he does a podcast for a high school. We do a podcast for ourselves, and we have one listener. Okay, let's do a compare and contrast over here of who's more successful than the other. All right, Marty's killing it right now. We love him. We stan him.
We stan Marty. We're his fans. I don't know if he's our fans, but we stan Marty.
Oh, yeah. And I have to tell you that I just know in my gut we're going to become viral. I just feel it, Francis. And as a result, this is going to make you laugh so hard. So I've been really getting into my current fan fiction recently. And the fact that we are on the brink of becoming viral, I had thought to myself, oh, I should post on our HQAF Instagram to promote my fan fiction profile because I'm going to start getting into this story. I want to get more followers. We are basically viral, and I want to push my fan fiction profile. I want to push people to review my story. That's how deeply I feel that we are becoming viral, just in the quality of our stuff, in the new mediums of which we are posting content. Like, I feel it in my bones to the point where I already want to cash in and capitalize on it. I want to capitalize for my fan fiction persona and get more views and reviews for those. Isn't that just delightful to hear?
It's so funny that you want to use your platform not for social good or getting the news out, but you want to use your platform to get people to review your fanfic.
Yes, I feel it's very important that the rest of the world experience my fanfiction wingman.
I think there might not be a market for that, but if you switch to Sonic, we both know that there's a huge market.
Yeah, with Sonic, there's a chance. With Yu-Gi-Oh, not so much. No, I totally agree. Oh my gosh. So what you're saying is I can't use the Instagram platform to promote my own fan fiction. Is it exclusively for our podcast, or can we branch out to our other various pet projects?
Oh, no, definitely. I think it'd be a wasted opportunity if you don't do this. I mean, it goes back to the Marty episode, though. It's like the only person you're advertising to is Catherine at this point. But, you know, if you if you want to tell her to read Wingman, feel free to use that platform.
Thank God. I was hoping you'd say that because I think it's really great. And I'm very excited. Can we just take a moment to talk about how deeply inspired and creative and excited we've been getting about the podcast?
Oh,
can you
gosh.
Share a little bit of what you've been exploring on your end, Francis, with the audience of how HQAF we're truly getting over here?
Girl, we have a freaking YouTube channel. And granted, the channel itself isn't new, but one thing to look forward to this year, podcasts on YouTube. Maybe even a video podcast? I don't freaking know. I mean, if we're trying to emulate Marty here, that's probably the end goal. But for right now, you can listen to us on YouTube with captions, and that's pretty freaking cool. And then also, we are using this service called Descript to transcribe our podcasts. And so we can have a website with transcriptions in case you wanted to read the hilarity that's coming out of our mouths right now. That's pretty freaking cool.
Exactly. See, audience, we understand that time is hard to come by. And in the pandemic, you're not taking your long drives to your work anymore. Maybe you don't have the same opportunities you used to have to listen to podcasts. So we're giving you the chance to read our podcast. If you're wanting to abstain from doing actual work, you can take a read instead. And we just think it's really going to be up your alley, folks.
Oh, yeah. If you want to read us late at night, instead of waking up your partner or your neighbors with the sounds of our hilarity, now you have that option. And we really hope that you make use of that and visit our website at hqfproductions.tumblr.com or hqfproductions.wordpress.com. We have a WordPress too, baby.
Wait, do we actually? Is that confirmed?
As of this recording, it hasn't been launched yet, but it's in draft mode.
Okay. Also, our Tumblr is hoefradio.tumblr.com. I'm sorry, Francis, I didn't make it. Did you want me to make it hoef.productions? I could do that. I could do that.
I did have a note, though, for this episode, actually. Is it confusing that on certain things we're dot productions, but on other things we're dot radio?
No, and let me tell you why. I have a whole marketing backstory that I don't know if you want to wait till we're further along in the episode to talk about, but I've been thinking about that too, about a rebrand. Do we need a rebrand? I have thoughts about this, and I'm ready to share them when you're ready to.
Let's do it. So tell me about this marketing rebrand that you've been thinking about.
Absolutely, Francis. Happy to do so. So we've been furiously texting each other for the past 5 days, I'd say, about exclusively the podcast. No hi, how are you going on over here in the tech sphere. It's mostly just only been about HUAF radio and how much we wish we could quit our current jobs to make this our current job. This podcast is just so exciting for us. Francis had discovered this new thing that Spotify was giving creators. Like, you can go and create social graphics, and it looks like email graphics as well, based on the sizing of the images. And so I downloaded the social media graphic and I came out with two different ones, a fuchsia or mauve color versus a deep purple. And so Francis was saying, oh, I kind of like the fuchsia color because that kind of goes more with our colors, but also the deep purple. And I said, oh yeah, I definitely see the deep purple as a secondary color and the fuchsia as a primary color. And then I realized it's not like we have a brand book, but maybe we should look into having a brand book of our colors. And then that got me thinking about, okay, hqaf.productions, that's our Instagram, right? But we're hqaf radio, but dot production allows us to have a full range of things that we produce, such as video podcasts, right? And so what I like about having this parent brand and a child brand is that it gives us that opportunity to look at different mediums, you know? Because we're not just a radio show, right, Francis? We're a whole slew of different things. So the YouTube, being HUAF.productions, can be all-inclusive of our Animal Crossing live streams, or now our transcript videos, perhaps, if we were going to go the route of Papa Marty and, like, follow his path. So that's why I came back to, no, we should still be called HUAF.productions and not change that as our parent brand.
God, I love it so much. And this goes back to our demographic discussion. Like, who are we trying to market to? There's actually an example of a web series with two drag queens that I really like. Their names are Trixie Mattel and Katya. And the show itself is called literally that, U-N-H.
No way.
Yeah, it's like,
really?
It's called that.
Oh my God.
And literally their tagline is, this is our show where we talk about anything we want because it's our show.
Really?
Yeah, look it up. I don't think they're doing it anymore, but they were on for a few years and were pretty successful. They had a pretty big following. And it was literally just a show about them being themselves. Granted, they're drag queens. They've got huge personalities. But if they can have a show about themselves and just talk about whatever the fuck they want, we can have a show about whatever the fuck we want it to be and just be out there exploring and making content.
And getting 2.9 million views, I see. yep. What a great name. Initially, I thought that makes no sense, but now I get it. And it doesn't make HQAF Radio sound like such a mouthful of terrible naming conventions. Like, I've always felt like, oh, HQAF Radio does not roll off the tongue. It's a bad name for a bad whatever. Now I'm like, if people can get 4 million views, like, we're good, I think. But you'll see here that the parent brand is called WOW Presents, so that's further supporting the idea that having a parent brand is a good move for us, because it gives us the most flexibility for whatever we want to do, you know?
So does that mean that we're going to create an offshoot fan fiction podcast?
I sincerely hope so. Oh man, this is going to reveal so many things that are so embarrassing about me, but that's okay, because I'm subscribed to this channel and I'm excited to go on this journey with myself. So going back to how I wanted to use the podcast to do a self-promo for myself, I definitely have thought about another child brand being an audiobook series. Now, we teased this a little bit, if you recall, in the initial, like, introduction or the episode where we got the idea to do the fanfiction series of my childhood fanfiction, but this would specifically be my current fanfiction readings that literally just me would listen to. But maybe this is how I get you and Catherine to listen to too. Girl, I support your dreams, but not that, or not in that capacity. But what are your thoughts about me starting a child brand, which is just dedicated to my little fan fiction?
I was actually thinking about that, listening to the third fanfic episode that we're going to record soon. You have a great audiobook voice. Your radio voice in general is pretty good, but you have a very soothing voice, and I like listening to you read off the stories. Your audiobook voice is pretty different from your podcast voice in that it's softer, and it just really lends itself to an audiobook, I think. And so the fact that you bring that up as an offshoot series, I think it makes a lot of sense. Just another way for you to just advertise your fanfic, I guess. And honestly, I don't think it would be a bad venture, like, just because you have a good voice for it.
Yay, awesome. I love that. And I do feel like I go into a zone and I have a different voice for when I'm reading stuff, and I really enjoy it. In another life, I think I envisioned myself doing audiobook recordings, because I like reading stuff and I like getting into that zone. You go and put on that audiobook hat, and it's just very soothing and nice to, I don't know, read something, but then also read it out loud. I guess I will enjoy reading books to my kids when I'm older, but yeah, it's just like fun to read stuff and read it out loud and record yourself.
I am fully supportive of it. Like, I think it'd actually be great content. Like, no joke.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Maybe we extend Hikari Brooder's Banker Box fanfiction to include this audiobook series of my current fanfiction.
Yeah, maybe it's just like an audiobook, and then we have the analysis of it on the radio show, and then we just link back to the audiobook.
And then that's how I get you to hear my fanfiction. This is all just to get Francis. No, but then I can promote our radio show in my fanfiction. Which I do actually have readers and followers and people who are subscribed to my fanfiction. And I just haven't linked it. I guess I could have, but this new fanfiction series didn't go live until this year. And I haven't updated my story in 6 months because I've been in a COVID-19 depression. But now that I recognize that I was in a COVID-19 depression, that has somehow unlocked all of the creativity and the writer's block. Now I'm over the threshold and I'm getting all these ideas. So now I can promote the radio show in my fan fiction, because before I felt like it didn't really have a tie-in to my own personal Hikari Brooder brand. Now it does. Girl, I'm always thinking in terms of marketing, you know this. Like, it's not just an occupation, it's the way that I organize thoughts in my brain.
It's a passion, it's a way of life.
It kind of is. Marketing was something that I thought for myself as like, oh, maybe I could go and do this. I never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up, but I always thought, oh, if there was a job where you just like hype things up that you're really excited about, then that could probably be my job. And that's marketing, really. I just didn't know, have the word for it back then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You are such a great hype person. Like, when you commit to something and you just put your energy and your thoughts and your time into it and your enthusiasm, it really shows, and it's super infectious. You have that sort of energy that people really want to go ahead and do or buy or listen to what you're marketing to them. And it's a great quality to have as a marketer.
Oh, thank you, Francis. I'm sorry that it hasn't translated to followers for our podcast, but it's translated to my further enthusiasm for our podcast to build up that audience. But yeah, it's been a very interesting journey for us figuring out these things, figuring out parent brands, brand books, marketing strategies, and separate child brand ideas. I think the hardest part for us is figuring out the demographic question, because I don't know that we landed in our last conversation or in our last episode on what quite that is. I mean, yeah, what do you think that is, Francis?
Well, so if we take as an example, even though it's a show about really anything they want it to be, at least that's what their tagline is, it's really gay men that follow drag queens. Their following, I'm sure, is just a lot of gay men and some straight girls, but just mostly gay men. Our dedicated following is just limited to a handful of people. So it just kind of makes it hard when our podcast isn't really targeting anything. Like, it's cool now that you have this fanfic audiobook idea that we can really go off of, and maybe we'll have some more people following through that avenue, but they'll really only be following for the fan fiction, hopefully the radio show.
Can I take that as you admitting that our demographic is the gay demographic? Because you were talking about being a good example of a podcast about the people just talking and they have a large gay demographic. Are you admitting that maybe that's our demographic or no?
No, I'm just saying that they're very famous drag queens that won RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. Then that's why they have a basis of fans already. Like, that fans would yeah. follow them because they're known. Well, yeah, we just have to exactly. draw from our fans previously. But then who are our fans? See, this is what I'm having a hard time with. Like, is it just millennials? I don't know. Should we just start with our age?
You've got Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans from your Yu-Gi-Oh! Fanfiction world.
So many. They're so ready to definitely subscribe. They're definitely still there. I don't know if they're still there. Like, I've been on fanfiction for 17 years. I don't know if these people are still, like, actually checking their emails when I update, or if they're just like, who's that bitch? I don't know.
You mean fanfiction.net doesn't give you, like, readership stats?
It does, actually. Yeah, it gives me traffic stats, and it'll tell me by month, like, what my hits are for my profile, and then I can also select, based on stories, how many hits I'm getting per stories, like, which one has the top views, which one has the top reviews, and my subscriber count, or author alerts is what they're called on fanfiction.net, is rather high, too, which means that anytime I publish or update anything, like X amount of people get an email notification. Granted, these are people who subscribed to me or added me as an author alert several years ago. We're talking almost two decades. So how many of these people are still active or using the account from when they were 12 years old? That has yet to be said. So that's where it gets a little murky as far as current followers of my account. But then what does that mean, Francis? Like, how do we move forward with figuring out our demographic? Do we just lean into the very niche subset group that we know and just make that work? Or do we just acknowledge that it's just me and Catherine that are along for the ride and then a subset of 13 other people? Because Anchor tells us our estimated audience is 14. Sorry, I have to subtract. So 12 people or 11? Sorry, 11 people. I'm not good at math on the fly. How do we move forward from here? What's the plan?
Okay, so I have a few questions then to ask you and I collectively as HQAF. So we touched on this a little bit, but we now have a website / blog. You see people have those things. I don't know why, but we have it now. And I think we can put our transcripts on there, but would that help our brand? And if so, what would we post other than the episodes themselves and maybe the transcripts? What could we post and would that be beneficial to our brand as a whole?
You know, Francis, that's a great question. I don't know. You're getting my very authentic reaction right now. I was not prepared for you to ask such like comprehensive and thorough questions. because I've never had to think that way for this podcast. It's been really fun.
You're a marketer. Surely the place of work that you market for has a blog. Like,
right.
Can we emulate their style of blog?
Actually, this is a great point and does tie into the previous question that I had, because everything we do in terms of the blog that I manage in my current occupation and in my current role is based on the value we're providing to the audience. And knowing what the audience is what kind of dictates what kind of content and how we manage our blog and what kind of posts that we post. And so that's why it does go back to the audience, right? Because depending on who you're making content for, that will derive the value and therefore the direction that we should be taking our content. So while I, a week or two ago, proudly announced in a group chat with Francis, Catherine, and Chris that we were on Tumblr because, you know, 7 years ago, people were on there, or 10 years ago, whatever it was. I haven't been on Tumblr in a long time, not since college, to be honest. But I thought, oh, this type of content is just strange enough and touches on anime enough that I think it would really resonate well. So far, we do not have followers other than my own personal Tumblr. But anyway, I thought we could build it up. I thought the Sonic thing would totally get traction, but it did not. So maybe not Tumblr, maybe an official website is the way to go. But I do think it still ties back to that initial question of we need to figure out who our demographic is. Although it's been very fun to just say our demographic is ourselves. But that's not going to make us viral is the problem. And you know I'm banking on that for my fanfiction career, so we got to think of ways to make it viral.
Well, why don't we take it a different direction then? So maybe instead of trying to figure out our demographic or who we're trying to market to first, maybe we talk about what we enjoy about the podcast. Because when we first started this, we didn't even have any of that in mind. We just fucking did it because we love talking to each other and just having this record of our conversations and logging it on the internet and frankly just speaking out into the abyss, even if it's just for our own entertainment, is therapeutic in its own ways. And it's so much fun. And you and I just derive so much joy out of just making the podcast itself. Is there something that we could do on a regular basis that is more targeted? So like your fanfiction audio book idea, maybe we talk about specific things that would then lend itself to a specific demographic that we can then market to.
That is true. If you look at Anchor and you look at our most listened episodes, I know the Spain episode is the top one, which always makes us laugh because it was the episode that never had a part two. Oh, these are actually different top episodes than I was prepared to speak to. I thought the Black Panther review was up there. Apparently it's not. Folks, as of right now, our top episodes are the Spain episode, Viva España, To College or Not to College. Have no idea why that is a top episode, but okay. Anyway, Yu-Gi-Oh! To Yu-Gi-No! I guess we do have a Yu-Gi-Oh! demographic. The fanfiction thing could go over very well. Friendship Anniversary Mix-Up, which is the most confusing. That was our very first episode. We did not have an idea or a theme song or any sort of direction. And then Chill Out, which is talking about how I lack chill. So just kidding, we have no idea what we're doing.
And to be completely transparent, a lot of those episodes, those were 2 years ago, weren't they?
Yeah, over 2 years, I think. Some of our earliest episodes are on here. It's insane.
That was when Spotify was actively giving us a spotlight before they realized, oh no, like they're not getting any followers.
Yeah, this isn't growing. Gosh. Yeah, I don't know.
How do you feel about joining another podcast network?
Oh, I love it. Like a collaboration opportunity?
Maybe.
Yes. They talk about it in marketing all the time. Collaborating with different entities or doing guest blogging or having guest speakers or being guest speakers on another podcast would be excellent and is a great way to get our word out there.
I was just thinking, like, what would we guest speak about? Like our friendship.
like, you're right. We don't have, like, authority in any one subject. I guess I would be the authority on Yu-Gi-Oh! Specifically Seto and Mokuba. Other than that, I really don't know. Supporting my brother who just got a new car.
So it sounds like some of this marketing is geared towards professional ventures, if you will. What about people who are podcasting for the fun of it? You see a couple of podcasters, and they're celebrity podcasters, mind you, so they have already have a following behind them. But like Michelle Obama, when she did hers on Spotify, her podcast was about life in general and just like talking about what it means to be living in America today. What's that other guy's name? Dax Shepard. He has a podcast called Armchair Therapy. And they just talk about other people's bullshit and people listen to them. It's a very popular podcast. You and I just talk about our bullshit all the fucking time. How do we not have the kind of followership Dax Shepard does?
I know. I think about this all the time. I follow a couple podcasts that are literally just people shooting the shit and doing exactly what we do. Granted, they are established, in this case, the podcast I follow. They're video podcasts that were started by YouTube personalities, like very established YouTube people. So they already had that following. So people are just following them because they're interested in their real life and interested in seeing them just shoot the shit, right? But yeah, I think we're just lacking that fan base, but how do we do it in reverse? So a lot of these people already are established, right? They have fame from other things. And so that's what gets people interested and that creates the urgency to want to follow and listen to these people. So how do we do it backwards? How do we create the podcast and shoot the shit and then build the band?
I do have a couple of other questions, and this one is related to this. So I'll piggyback off of this last point, but should we change our category at the very least? Because we are marketing ourselves right now as a comedy podcast, first and foremost. But if you go onto Anchor, if you go onto Spotify, and you go through the list of podcast categories, maybe we're something else. Maybe we're a lifestyle category. Maybe Frank and Anola is a lifestyle brand that we should be pushing out there to the masses. Maybe we're entertainment.
Oh my God, you're right. Entertainment isn't comedy. Wow, I was just about to make a really silly statement that I still make retroactively. Hold on. That's insane. I mean, I remember when Catherine said the fact that you guys call yourself a comedy podcast, I will continue and forever object to that. But yeah, we categorize ourselves as a comedy podcast because if you listen to our very, very first episodes, all we do is laugh. And we think we're very funny. I truly, objectively speaking, like unbiased, which can't be possible because I'm speaking about myself and our friendship, think that we're very funny. But yeah, maybe it's a bit of a stretch to say we're a comedy podcast. But yeah, maybe we are a lifestyle podcast. I have new hashtags to try.
So... Okay, so I'm just going to go through a quick glance at the podcast categories of Anchor, and maybe some of these will speak to you. So there's an arts category, design, books, food, performing arts, visual arts, business, where we could talk about careers. Well, we don't talk about our careers at all, really.
We have a money episode. Francis, hello. I think we have too many episodes. Hello.
There's a marketing subcategory, nonprofit, investing, entrepreneurship. The comedy category, where they have improv, stand-up, comedy interviews.
Oh, is that what a comedy podcast is? Yeah, we're not a comedy podcast. Wow, I've been misrepresenting our show. Oh, God. You would think I would do research before I would, like, advertise us as something. Wow. What are the other ones?
There's education. Within education, there's courses, how-to, language learning, self-improvement. There's a fiction podcast category, which I think if we went down the fan fiction audiobook route, this would be perfect for that. But there's also comedy, fiction, science fiction, and drama underneath that. Government category, history, health and fitness, kids and family, leisure, and under leisure, there's a bunch actually, so this is almost like a catch-all, but under leisure there is animation and manga, automation or automotive, aviation, crafts, games, hobbies, home and garden, and video games. There's music, news, religion, science, society and culture. Oh, underneath society and culture, there's documentary, personal journals, philosophy, relationships.
Oh my god.
This sounds, yeah, this actually sounds really pretty close to us. Yeah. We might even be like a personal journal, I guess. I don't know. I don't know about journal, but you know, this is our journal of our friendship.
Yes. And I definitely think philosophy spoke to me, right? I think about the goals episode. I think about the mental health series episode. I think about me no longer seeing a pediatric dentist episode. Like, I feel like this is all just we're having some very philosophical conversations here that is resulting in real change in our real lives, and that people may benefit from hearing these revelations that we're having live on the air.
Or maybe we're a documentary. We're documenting our evolution as not just a podcast, but as people.
I have always felt that way. For sure. Yeah, our friendships, our outlook on life, our own personal goals.
Our relationships with people around us.
Yeah.
Our mental health.
Yeah. No, we're talking some like real deep shit over here. I think that honestly covers it. Wait, so it's called a documentary podcast? I have some new hashtags to play around with. See what gets the better traction on Tumblr and Instagram.
Should we change it now or should we do some research? For all we know, documentary is probably like something about killer whales in SeaWorld. And we're just taking over the hashtag with our own podcast.
I know. Hold on. I am going to do some light research on Instagram. Just looking up that hashtag and just seeing what comes up. Documentary podcast. Let's see what we got. Go here. It has 500 plus posts. So not a lot. Marvel Declassified falls under this.
Oh. It's more academic in nature than it sounds.
Yeah. I see, like, series that are from Sky News or BBC. Okay, Philosophy Podcast has 1,000-plus posts. We're getting there. We're getting there. And let's see. This is Staying Conscious Podcast, Season 2. The Basis of Happiness, To Be Open-Minded, Understanding Consciousness, Creating a Life Purpose, Evolving the Education System. We do that with me exclusively. Like, we open my mind to the opportunity of not lying to my dentist about my age and perhaps doing research to find a new one.
Yeah, I think the closest we are might be personal journals, relationships, if we were going down that subcategory route, or just society and culture, maybe just in general.
Yeah, I do see that. Lifestyle Podcast has 28,000. So it's getting better and better. Personal journal? I don't think that'll get a lot of hits, but let's see. Oh, yeah, it's 100 plus. That's not going to work. Oh, society and culture.
Lifestyle isn't on here as a choice. There's a leisure, manga, hobbies.
I can't believe they don't have lifestyle. Oh, yeah, because we have to pick something that will fit in their category, right?
Yeah. We can just do, like, a society one, right? That's pretty general.
Yes. Is society one?
Yeah, we can do that. Society and culture. Because we're so cultured. This is a podcast about culture.
Absolutely. Does not have a lot of hits on Instagram. And by hits, guys, just for background information, I'm literally looking up the hashtag. So, like, hashtag philosophy podcast versus hashtag personal journal podcast. So that's where my research is going. And yes, I am in marketing in my real life, and this is what I'm doing. There could be so many other things. I'm learning as I go along.
Okay, so my next question. Should we consider changing some of our looks? And this kind of goes back to the brand, but should we look at our logo? Should we look at changing our theme song? maybe updating some of the current existing elements of the podcast and just refreshing in our brand a little bit.
So yes to some questions and no to others. So I would say no to our theme song, because our theme song is a bop.
Yes.
And I think it's really accurate. I mean, do you want to change the theme song? We are a partnership. We are two co-hosts that make up HWF Radio, so I shouldn't be the one determining absolutely this is what we should do. But I think our theme song and our outro song is great. But what are your thoughts?
Okay, so this episode hasn't posted yet as of this time of the recording, but I did do something different with the Newlywed Game that you might like, you might not, but actually I created it more with Catherine's vision in mind, where it sounds a little bit more like a game show. So instead of our usual intro and outro, I actually incorporated a different song at the very beginning and have sound effects mixed in with it as well. So it just has a completely different feel to it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, love that.
Yeah. If there was, I don't know, somebody that actually made us like a different intro for us or made an extended intro, I might be interested. But no, I think you're absolutely right. Like when you first listen to the podcast, that is one of the first things that you hear. You hear the sound of the intro, you hear the sound of the outro and the transitions and the fact that they're all cohesive and consistent with each other. Like you just remember that do, 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 do. Like that's us now. I don't know that I would really change it unless somebody came along and expanded upon it. That whole melody or jingle at the very beginning is us at this point.
I completely agree. And I find myself humming to that theme song all the time. And I love it so much. And we're totally aligned on that. I think it's really perfect, like both the length and the energy and just everything. I think it's great. So no to theme song. I do think we should change our sponsored ad, because that was recorded a long time ago. I still remember the day. It was the summer of 2018. And we were sitting in my little dining room table. And what I love about it is the authenticity of it. Because I mess up and you laugh and it's just so raw and so real, which used to be very much in line with our brand. But now that we're truly becoming like professional podcasters, I have thought about, and I even drafted too, I think you saw a new script for a new ad read, which we can do later. But yeah, I do think that could be updated, but not the intro or outro, just the ad read. Because we definitely still need to make money on Anchor.
The $11 that we've made so far is really taking us places. So
I can't wait to buy a house with it.
In addition to the ad, and so like not the music itself, but what we say during the intro and outro, do you think that that can be updated? Because, you know, when we listen to other podcasts, and I think I texted you about this before, one of the daily podcasts that we listen to here in this household is Curiosity Daily. And at the end, they have this list of people that help make the podcast. They go, oh, producers is, I forget their names, but it's XYZ, and editor is XYZ, and lawyer and fact checker is this person, and music rights is this person. Like, should we go into all of that? Does that make sense for us? Should we be repping all of our different websites now and our brands and our, I was going to say all of our different social medias? We only have one, but should we like use that better to put in a call to action of some sort?
Yes. With that kind of perspective and that frame of mind, yes, I think so. For adding extra kind of resources at the end and additional like CTAs, right? Because now people can find us on all different things. We're on YouTube and we're on Tumblr and we will soon be on WordPress. And so, yeah, that tracks with me. Absolutely. And but I guess what I was curious about was how we would do credits when it's just me and you. Or would we credit Catherine? Because honestly, at this point, like, we started this podcast 3.5 years ago for you and I, and now that's expanded. The fandom has expanded to Catherine. So, yeah, I feel like she deserves a little shout out, even though she gets one literally every episode, because we always talk about how we have no one listening to us other than Catherine. I would love for someone to write in, like they would DM us on Instagram, like what the, we don't have a P.O. box, like what the fuck, should we create a P.O. box, one, but two, for no one to send us shit, but two, do you ever wonder of the estimated 14 people that listen, like who those other people are, and if they just listen to every time we reference Catherine, like, ow, man, like that hurts because I'm listening. But they've never made themselves known, so maybe not. But also, they may not know us personally. They may not be able to text us.
So I was looking at our Spotify stats, which is like different from Anchor. Like the Spotify, if you go to their page for podcasters, they tell you like, oh, this is the musical preferences of the person that's listening and what they were listening to, generally speaking, of your audience. And what one of the things that kind of struck me was, and how I know that it's more than just you and me listening continuously on Spotify, is that there was somebody who identifies as non-binary that lives in Canada, and they listened for one episode. I forget what episode. I think it was a fan fiction episode. And I was just wow. like, wow, we're reaching somebody somewhere.
Baby's first listener. Shout out to Canada. We love you, Canada. Oh my God. Yeah. I just feel like we have to be reaching someone somewhere. We just don't know who they are yet. And they're obviously not connecting with us on other mediums. So, oh my God. I love to dream. I love to dream. And I love to think of all our fans as just additional best friends along the journey. Not best friends that co-host, because that's just me and you, but best friends that just like to be along for the wonderful ride that we're currently on.
To you 13 listeners out there, thank you for following along. And if you're interested in this journey, follow us on WordPress. Oh, fuck. I don't fucking know our URLs. It's too much.
We're not on anywhere else. Oh, my God. Oh, geez, that's so funny. Yeah, just like, please follow us. I mean, we do give our Instagram a shout out in the current outro that we have. So technically they would be able to follow us there if they gave a fuck.
You know, just give us some money. Follow us on Venmo. Jeez. And just give us some $5 to, you know, pay for some ads to target you guys.
Yes. That would be amazing. But going back to your original question, no, I don't think the theme song needs to be updated. Yes, maybe the outro to include the various ways that people could connect to us now that we're on something other than Instagram. As far as our logos, I like our colors. So I will say, let's keep the brand colors, but maybe update the logo. But I don't know. What do you think?
Give me 1 second, and I want to send you something had been working on, and I want to get your initial reaction. I'm about to send our logo as a face of you and me. And what you are about to see is a refresh of the icons. And so right now I sent you what my face would look like. What are your initial thoughts?
Okay, so first, I love that there's additional detail to it. It very much looks more like you, right? Because it's just got additional features, additional detail. But it does scream, what is the universe that Elmo is from?
Oh, Sesame Street.
Oh, sorry. It has a little bit of that, like Ernie and Bernie or whatever. Ernie and Bert. Ernie and Bernie. Like, I like that it's more I like the direction, but it just seems to be a little bit in that realm. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
No,
be...
it's okay. Okay. I'm sending you.
Oh my God. Okay. Why do I not have hair in this? Why do I look like I have a mullet, but I'm bald on the top? Like, what is this? You're joking. This is not like a rehash. Also, I have blush only on one side, not the other. I don't even wear blush. I'm offended. Like, you see this? Like, Also, I have pencil thin eyebrows. You know that isn't like in right now, which I never, by the way, subscribers, I never did the pencil thin eyebrows. I always kept them bushy. And yes, I got made fun of it. But look, the trends caught up with me. My mom wouldn't let me pick my eyebrows. But yeah, this is also I have a bigger nose than this. Which, thank you. You're being very generous. But also, where did my hair go? Also, am I that white? Jesus. I look like the girl from The Ring. With a smile, but like,
okay,
girl.
Okay, so the way I tried to do these icons, I actually used the picture to model these photos after. So, hold on, let me see if I can find one.
Which picture of mine?
This is something you have to post on the Instagram.
I absolutely do. Actually, this would be great content. I'm definitely putting your photo first, not mine. Yikes.
And so this is the most recent photo that I have of you. And this was pandemic time. And it's you, like, chilling in our backyard, being socially distant. And I was just modeling the picture after what I saw here. And actually, when I showed it to Chris, he was like, that doesn't look anything like Alana, even though you've modeled it after that. Like, she doesn't look like that.
Wait, so Francis, you looked at this and you were like, that's Alana. That's my best friend. We've been best friends for 5.5 years. Like, okay, six and a half. And that's her. That's how she wakes up every day. Ready to go.
Alana, take a look at that picture and then take a look at the icon and then tell me that I wasn't at least close to actually modeling the picture itself.
I'm still trying to understand the blush on one side. I'm sorry. But also, I mean, I guess because my little side part situation is behind my ear, but I guess I do have a big forehead. I didn't have issues with my forehead, and now I do. Now I'm insecure as fuck about it because of this, like, cartoon version. No, I like my forehead. It's fine. But it just translates very strange. And
I know. And that's why I didn't initially show it to you. I actually drew this up in October.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this doesn't actually, like, look okay. So
this doesn't look right. Wait, hold on. Which also, wait, can I take a step back and say, I hope I'm not like stomping on all of your dreams right now. And but no. It's not me, you know. I'm glad Chris was there, like, hey guys, this is not what's up. Yours, like, is pretty spot on, but mine I feel like I look like something happened to me that I'm not quite over yet. Which, I mean, we both know I'm in therapy, so that could entirely be the case, but it's just capturing a very strange side of my soul. Also, I'm not that white. Am I that white? Maybe I am that white.
You're pretty white, Alana. I don't know that you're like tan.
Yeah, but I could darken you in my as the background. But look at how crazy white I am. Like, you look at the photo, I have a pinkish color to me. Like, I am a person with, like, blood running through my veins. This looks like I'm a piece of paper. But I am pretty white. But this is just, that's crazy. That's like, I'm anemic. And I don't eat enough iron. So I will say this. I like the direction you're going. I like how they're more detailed, right? They're still cartoony, but they just have more details to them. I don't know. With the one that we have now, you don't really have eyes. You just have glasses.
Okay. And the one that we have now, you've got mascara on. And braids?
What?
I've never seen you wear braids before. And it's just like,
oh my god, you're right. Oh, I have eyeshadow on. I've never worn eyeshadow. Oh wait, sorry. When you got married and when I got married were the two times you have ever seen me with eyeshadow. That is so funny.
And I've never seen your hair like that. I just took a stock photo from somewhere, and I think in your case, I actually made the hair brown because I think it was a different color. and I turned my character more of a darker color and gave him glasses, and that was it. So I was trying my hand at Scratch to just make this.
Yeah. Oh my god, I don't even know how to do a braid.
I can't believe you just noticed that.
I have never noticed how I had eyeshadow. That's so funny. I was like, wow, I look so pretty in this. This is me. And then you show me, I'm gonna have to post like the comparison. Is there a side by side? Do you still have like the image of just the girl? Because I just want to show a comparison, like how I started, how it's going. That's perfect for how it started, how it's going. Do you have the original like cartoon heads, or is that too far long ago?
I think it's too far long ago, but damn. I'll look for it and see.
So, yeah, but I think it's a start. Definitely, it's fodder for the Instagram. But, you know, maybe just try again.
Wow, audience, this is the first time Alana is telling me to just start over. This isn't right.
Is this our first fight?
I think it is. I think it is.
Wow. Also, we've never had a fight, audience. I don't think we've ever mentioned that.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was even a podcast where all they do is shoot the shit. And I said, wow, this is us. And then they had one episode where they said that they stopped being friends for 2 years. I'm like, just kidding. They're not us. They're dead to me. This podcast sucks. And I did actually lose affinity and affection towards that podcast after that. I was like, oh, you guys aren't real best friends. See you later. So, yeah, friendship is a pretty deep. Maybe friendship is our brand. Oh, well, actually, literally it is. It's like the it whole already premise is. Of the show. Yeah.
The best ship to sail on.
Yeah, the best ship to sail on is friendship. This is a show it's about friendship. Two best friends. Like, literally, if I'm just now discovering it, I've been way off the mark for years. This is the best.
This has been great. Have we settled on any action items for us to actually do? I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to use those icons for our next rebrand. So I'm starting from scratch.
Right. Yeah, for sure not. Great for comedy purposes. Although I think we did discover we're not a comedy podcast. So progress?
That's perhaps? True. Yeah. We're getting somewhere. We're going to figure out what our fucking demographic is and then change our podcast category to match that demographic.
Yeah, I wonder if we should even change our podcast category now. Or what do you think? Too soon?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. What do you think? Society and culture?
Yeah, for sure. We live in a society, and we're so cultured. I see a dentist for adults, and it'll blow your socks off, girlfriend.
Okay, done. We are now officially, as of this moment, a society and culture podcast.
Dude, watch our followers blow up. After this, like, now that we're actually reaching the appropriate type of listener, is gonna be something.
I'm looking forward to it. And our next action item is like starting this fan fiction spinoff, the Banker Box fan fiction series. That's our next thing.
Yeah, see, we're killing it, guys. We just know what's up.
Yeah, if nothing else, we have you guys, and that's all that matters. We love you.
Exactly. We love you guys. We love that you're listening. We love that you continue listening, or at least we hope you do. We think you do. Maybe you don't. But we're happy that you're along for the ride as we are. Just literally the ride being figuring out what the fuck this podcast is about and who our demographic is.
If you guys want to tell us you love us, there is actually an option for you to leave us a voice message in the description of these episodes. So feel free to leave us a voice message. If nothing else, to just give us a nice warm fuzzy feeling in our hearts to let us know you're listening to two best friends talk about nothing to no one except for each other.
Hey, I think we talk about something, but it is to no one for sure.
That's it for our show, folks. I'm Francis.
And I'm Alana. And you can find us on Instagram at hqaf.productions. We post every other week.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And until next time,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.